The moon was bright in the night sky when Lolly awoke. She was shivering, and ice crystals on the branches made rainbows in the velvet darkness. The storm had passed, and she marveled at the crisp beauty of nature. All clean and dressed in her pristine, billowing garment of newly fallen snow. Lolly wanted to grow up and become a woman. She didn't want to die all alone in the snow. If only Loki would return and stop being so naughty. But she knew she was naughty too, and together they were pals in mischief. She sure missed the warmth of the teepee and her grandmother's great grizzly bearskin bed now.
Grandma.
Gongi was warm, too, and like a big soft pillow. Lolly could see great thunderheads building up in the distance. She could smell them coming in the air. She shivered and wrapped herself up tighter into a ball as she tried to cover herself better with broken branches and pine cones. There were things crawling under her. That kept her half awake all night long. Lolly was only 9 summers old and had a lot of growing up to do before she could have her own teepee. She loved her grandma a lot, but Gongi was mean. She wouldn't let Lolly play when she wanted to. Lolly had chores to do. Then Lolly thought about the great buffalo stew Grandma Gongi was cooking that day. And her stomach growled so loud it scared her. That made her laugh. When Lolly laughed, it echoed off the canyon walls back to her. And that scared her too. She tried closing her eyes so she could think of being somewhere else. But the moon was so bright and the night air so charged with energy, she just couldn't sleep. So finally, she sat up again. Lolly huddled, shivering on her bed of pine cones. She was getting irritated thinking of how bossy her grandma was. Lolly felt she had too much responsibilities. Lolly wanted to be able to do her chores better, but only when she was in the mood. All Gongi liked to do was sew and weave and sew. And Gongi ate so much. She always sat near the fire to stay warm. But she'd send Lolly to get water and firewood. Then Lolly would have to grind the corn while Gongi got to make the tortillas. It's just not fair, she thought. The wind was picking up again, and the thunderheads were throwing thunderbolts which cracked loudly all about her. She even had to cover her ears, they were so loud. She could see their faces again, studying her heart. She thought of Gongi and could see her grandmother wiping the tears away as she sat on her mat in front of the fire, still holding the little switch in her hand. She was determined to use it when Lolly came home again. It made Lolly cry, too, to see her grandmother so sad. Lolly could feel Gongi's tears falling through the snowflakes, and it made big tears fall from her eyes, too. When Lolly wiped the tears from her eyes, she remembered a little song Gongi still would do with her. Even though Lolly was a big girl now, Gongi would always sing that song when Lolly was hurt or afraid. It was like a singing counting song for fingers and toes, and it went like this. I walked alone and fell into a rabbit hole that smelled like doo-doo. 3 beetles heard my forlorn cry and helped me get it out in 5. We flew and flew into the moon, 6 full days in 7 rooms. We ate all day and dined all night and sang 9 songs to the morning light. The bear went home at 10 a.m. and then came back at 11 again. For 12 whole hours our stories we told. On the 13th hour, the turtle spoke. 14 years I've walked this trail, 15 floods, 16 with hail. I've got 17 scales on every leg and 18 on the back tail gate. But never in 19 days or more have I seen 20 toes and fingers more pretty than yours. It was not that long before the moon set. Lolly lay in the cold, wet darkness alone now, thinking of Loki. If only he hadn't run away, if only Loki would come back.
Come back, Loki.